I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. John and Ken Show, John Cobalt and Ken Champeau. It's KFI AM 640. Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
We've been playing the same 10-second bumpers of songs for like 20 years. You just never notice, huh?
No.
Yeah, it's like the same ones. I don't know. I don't even know the names of most of the songs, but it's like the same 10 seconds plays.
Oh, maybe we need new ones.
Yeah, we can't have them anyway. Because if they go on too long, we got to pay for them and all that crap, so... We talked about this before.
We got to pay for them. Oh, right.
Yeah, the people that make these records and songs want their money for you're using their music. Yes.
If we have to pay for anything, we're just not going to have it. Fine.
Well, that's what iHeart says. Yeah, they don't want...
We're on the iHeart Radio app for free. See, you don't have to pay to hear us. We're on the radio for free.
And actually, it's the podcast that's the problem.
Podcast? We're on the podcast for free. Okay, right. You just go to the iHeartRadio app after 4 o'clock, and this radio show gets posted as a podcast, and you can hear everything that you missed.
Yes.
So, there. Mm.
All right, well, it's Friday at 3 o'clock, so the Moistline people are hanging out. We'll unleash them at about 3:20, and again at 3:50. We have some hacks to throw in the dumpster. This was an easy choice by the dumpster committee as to who goes in. But as I mentioned earlier, it's strange. We've had a couple of hacks we've been trying to throw in the dumpster for 2 weeks now, but it hasn't happened because last week, Mark Ridley Thomas was found guilty on a Thursday. So the committee switched quickly to Satan's Like a Fire and threw MRT in there.
Mm-hmm. And he still is in the fire screaming. By the way, any anti-Deborah calls this week?
There's a couple.
Of course.
Good. Okay.
No.
Good.
Oh, it's not still about the bearded dragon,
is it?
Hope
not. Keep him.
No, the goat, though.
Oh, the goat. Cedar the goat that got killed.
Anybody that is against me and... please.
What are you going to do?
Sad story we did the other day where... Yeah, this
little
girl...
What, are you going to beat them up?
No, they're just psychos.
And you're not?
I'm not. An innocent 9-month-old goat turned into stew? Anybody that thinks that that's okay is crazy.
Have you ever eaten goat?
No, God, no.
It's pretty good.
I know.
We knew a couple. They invited us over, and they made, like, barbecue goat.
That's gross and good for that couple.
Well, she feels that way about all meat. So.
I know. Yes. There's something funny about goat.
About goat?
Yeah, I don't know why.
No.
Whenever I hear a joke with the word goat in it, it gets me.
Goats are very sweet.
They are. They're pretty docile.
Yeah.
And they'll eat anything, apparently.
Oh, they eat a lot of garbage.
Yeah, they do this.
Do you want to clean your hillside?
People have goats as pets, and that's right. They will clean up all the extra grass.
All right, as you know, California is decided that everything that you do that requires energy will probably have to be powered by electricity. We know this, of course, with the cars. By the year 2035, all new cars for sale in the state are going to have to be EVs. They don't have to be non-gas powered. There'll still be used cars around. There'll still be gas stations around.
Maybe
but that's
not
the plan. It's coming fast. We're coming. It's 2024 before you know it. It's 10 years, 11 years away. Then we found out that they don't like the natural gas in your house. And this started with the federal government, but they're doing it up in the Bay Area. And that, they're outlawing the implementation or the installation of new gas appliances
and,
in homes.
And that is a sign of fanaticism because natural gas is the cheapest, cleanest fossil fuel to burn. That is really absurd.
So the absurdity of this is California in a hurry to show the world that we're first in fighting climate change. Are we going too fast for the electricity grid to keep up? And the answer is probably yes. The Times just ran a story. California's race against time to build more power lines. And it says here that how significant is the need for new transmission? The REPEAT project, which is led by Princeton University researchers, reported last year that 80% of the potential cuts in carbon pollution made possible by the dopey Inflation Reduction Act could be lost if the U.S. does not accelerate the build-out of the electric grid. State law here in California is going to require 90% clean energy by 2035 and complete, quote, clean energy by the year 2045. What we're talking about when it comes to clean energy is wind and solar. But wind and solar is going to have to provide the electricity to run everything they want to run on electricity. And they don't have the transmission infrastructure right now. And they're not even close to it.
No.
The state would have to spend at least $7.5 billion on transmission projects to support their renewable energy growth that they project over the next decade. Plus another $2 billion on projects that, quote, would help prevent blackouts. Yeah. Which are getting more difficult to avoid as rising temperatures drive up demand for air conditioning and as the power grid becomes increasingly reliant on solar panels that, oh, stop generating electricity after dark.
You know, if you just read all this out loud, like about six different points while you were reading that, I thought, well, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. That's insane. That's ridiculous. This is the most harebrained scheme you'll ever see. There's no chance any of this is going to happen. It's like this weird fantasy that is repeated day after day after day. You know, in 2035, they're going to stop selling gas-powered cars. There's no electrical grid, and it's not going to be built. It is
no,
not
even they
built.
Admit and, that the billions of dollars are going to have to come from utility customers. And as they're already cash-strapped, they're going to fight back and scream, so they may have to slow down this move.
Well, they absolutely, it'll be
says you're making it less likely that Californians will want to replace their fossil fuel cars, furnaces, and stoves with electric alternatives.
Well, of course they're not going to replace it. Most people will not be able to afford these electricity rates. By the way, who's going to build this? In what time frame?
Well, SoCal Edison has to build it. Pacific Gas and Electric has to build all these transmission lines.
Yeah, but
San Diego Gas and Electric. Those are the big three.
I know, but it's look at 15 years of high-speed rail.
And to build that, they're going to have to raise rates and get the money from you. That's what's going to happen. Well, you have LADWP.
People aren't going to be able to afford this, and these companies are never going to build it in time. I mean, PG&E, they haven't maintained their electrical wires and their towers and their transformer stations for 100 years. For 100 years, they didn't spend a penny on maintaining. Suddenly they're going to construct thousands of miles of electrical wires in 10 years?
In 10 years.
No, they're not. They've got the same wires that they put up in 1920 that are now starting massive wildfires that are killing dozens of people and burning hundreds of homes. That's what happens every year with PG&E.
Here's the number. Right now, California has just over 80 gigawatts of electric generating capacity. The system operator and other agencies have to add 70 gigawatts just over the next 10 years, almost doubling
generating
capacity.
They've added very little in recent years because the last couple of summers we've had severe electricity shortages, and they've been telling us not to use energy between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m. They've been telling us not to plug in our electric cars between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m. Don't use your air conditioning between 4 and 9. Don't use your washer dryers between 4 and 9. Okay, how come nobody can talk for real anymore? Why doesn't everybody talk for real?
1/3 of the state's electricity right now comes from natural gas, and that's what they want to get rid of.
They were going to close a nuclear power plant. Now they're not. They were going to close 3 natural gas plants. Now they're not. Why? Because they kept running out of electricity at the end of the summer. And we're going to have the same situation this summer. Nothing's changed. They haven't added any more electrical capacity. They don't have any. I don't understand this. Why does everybody keep repeating in public the same nonsense over and over again?
And it's one of the little talked about stories. Everybody was worked up a couple of months ago over their natural gas bills. And of course, people understand how horrible gas prices are for the car. But electricity rates in this state are pretty high, and they're going to go even higher.
They're 70% higher than the national average.
70% higher? Just like, what was gas? Isn't that also around the same?
Gasoline is, you know, $1.50 more. Whatever, it's $3.50 around the country, and then we add another $1.50.
Right. So that's also a lot higher.
Yeah, that's about 40% higher.
40%. So then our electricity rates comparatively are even higher than what we're paying for gas.
Well, because we have all these dopey solar and wind-powered plants. And like it even said in the El Segundo Russian Propaganda Times, they don't work as soon as the sun sets. They don't work.
Yeah.
But when the sun is setting is when people are at home at the end of their work days. And that's when they're going to plug in their electric cars and use their air conditioning and use their washer and dryer. That's the exact moment you need all that stuff. So, and nobody explains, everybody lays out, I mean, the Times will lay out the problem, but there's never a conclusion, which is this doesn't work. And nobody ever says publicly, why don't we hear from PG&E and SoCal Edison? By the way, you know how many calls we got from SoCal Edison this winter telling us our electricity went out at the Lake Arrowhead house? they haven't even learned how to transmit electricity in wintertime yet.
The other story that kind of goes with this is the Environmental Protection Agency of the federal government just gave California Air Resources Board the okay to phase out diesel trucks in the state. So eventually the trucks are going to have to be electric too. And we don't know how well that's going to work for people that deliver goods, whether or not electric trucks can really take over the load of carrying all the goods.
No, they don't know that. They
either electric or hydrogen powered is what we're headed for.
Well, of what I hear about electric transportation, it's got a very short it's got a very short range, and it doesn't work real well in cold weather.
Yeah, well, so, fortunately, we don't have that problem for the most part here, but.
Well, Northern California, they're going to have trouble.
Yeah. All right. When we come back, first thing that's going to happen is you're going to hear a keyword. That's your chance for $1,000 in KFI's inflation compensation contest. And then we'll see what the Moistline people have to say. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Well, we have mob members assembled after the news at 3:30. When we come back, we will throw hacks into the dumpster. It was an easy pick this week, and I don't think we've ever thrown these two into our dumpster. At least one of them I know we have not.
No, one of them is new. I got to believe the other one we did.
Maybe, right, some issue in the last 10 years.
She's so bad.
She is bad. And, of course, it all has to do with no more jails in L.A. County. Right now, though, we check on the Moistline people. We invite you to leave messages. You can leave them anytime using the iHeartRadio app. That's the microphone icon to leave a message. You can always call the toll-free number and drop a Moistline message, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Wasn't it Mark Ridley Thomas's brother or brother-in-law owned a furniture store that got most of that money when he redid his office?
You really think Russia doesn't have the ammunition to fight? They're just playing around. You guys are ridiculous to think that they can't blow away that place in 1 minute.
Mark Ridley Thomas. That guy was born guilty. Now I need to know if this guy
being guilty is going to have his bridge renamed after him near La Cienega. Got to rename that bridge, man, to someone who's not corrupt.
Oh.
Before the internet, everybody thought the internet was going to change the world and we were all going to turn into this super nice society and help each other with the internet. And it all devolved into people looking up porn and people yelling at each other over their stupid political views. And that's what artificial intelligence is going to turn into. Just a bunch of dudes looking at porn.
No one's going to New York to try to cause problems. All the people that care about this country are working to pay the taxes for the people that don't care about this country. We'll all be busy that day working.
The reason the LA County supervisors want to depopulate the prison is so they could, well, victimize the ordinary citizens they have taken the guns away from. They are clearly on the side of the criminal.
Empty the jails. Empty the jails. Crime is going up. Am I in a cuckoo land? These politicians, you guys let them slip in because you don't vote, you don't pay attention, you don't listen to John and Kim. Because a lot of people are not aware the crazyism that's going on in this city.
Crazyism.
If the jails are overcrowded, how about you not commit crimes so you don't have to go to an overcrowded jail?
Deborah, every time you bite into a tomato or a piece of lettuce or a carrot, you're committing vegetal genocide, okay? You're killing those poor vegetables. Every time you eat a vegetable dish, you are committing a murder. You're a mass murderer.
And I'm getting a laugh because you guys were talking about the BART system had their escalators break down. You mentioned being the service manager saying, hey, is this the escalator service company? Hey, this is BART. We want you to come fix our escalators. They're stuck with and the service company says, hey, you.
You guys keep saying like when Newsom runs for president, everyone's going to laugh at him. It's not going to flock. Man, I've been to like 12 different states in the last 2 years. This guy, he's going to do great. He's a scumbag and I hate his guts, but he's gonna do great. These other people in these other states are watching the news 24 hours a day and they believe in the liberal crap. I'm telling you, man.
Nancy Pelosi says Donald Trump is guilty until proven guilty.
What about everybody hate criminals, you know, who prey on other people in the government? How about that thought?
Scientists have crossed a goat with an owl and got a hootenanny.
I wonder if they use cedar to cook cedar and sprinkle a little bit of goat cheese on top.
All the news has all the dummies distracted with the Trump indictment. More and more countries are jumping on board with using the Chinese yuan as the world reserve currency instead of the U.S. dollar. Everybody's life is about to change for the worse, and everybody's too stupid to notice it.
Any man who could put up with all the crap that has been thrown at him from the Democrats for over 7 years, and he is still standing, that's the man I want for president.
I admire President Trump, and you notice what kind of a threat all the media's narratives went to, and they cut him off the air and everything, because he was telling the truth about the way Biden and the Democrats are ruining our country, and they went after him for no reason. He had everything under control before Biden took office.
Don't think of it as prices going up. You must think of it as your dollar worthless. Oh, I'm sorry, worthless. Oh, that's the same thing.
Thanks a lot, Uncle Fed.
Hello, John. It's the chatbot, Eliza. Since you cannot stop eating hamburgers, you should use the exit bag in order to save the environment from cow farts.
Thank you for leaving your message.
That's right.
Please hang
John.
Up. Goodbye.
Do like that poor guy did, and was he a Belgian?
Yeah.
Who apparently had eco-anxiety, and a chatbot by the name of Eliza convinced him to take pills and die.
If you're a grown man and you admit to eco-anxiety, yeah, you probably should check out.
It's a little sensitive.
It is time to take the exit back. So one of those early calls mentioned the Mark Ridley Thomas Bridge.
Oh, you know what? We're going to do this story Monday because the El Segundo Times did a big story. Did you see it back in October?
Yes,
of 2021 about all the things named after him.
Yes. Yeah,
we got to get into this Monday because I didn't realize he had this many things named after him.
But besides
that bridge, there is a bridge. Yeah.
There's a pedestrian bridge that goes over La Cienega Boulevard.
Yes.
But that's one of many Mark Ridley Thomas monuments scattered around the county. And all of them, his name has to be taken off all of them. We have to start some kind of a movement to have his name stripped off. I don't want to be driving down La Cienega Boulevard, be reminded of that criminal, that felon.
I don't think you can see it because it links the park, Kenneth Hahn Park, to a nature center, so you have to be walking over La Siena. Again, the sign is on top of the bridge facing the pedestrians.
But I know it's there now.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can see the bridge, but I don't think you can see the sign. But, yeah, wow. You know it's there.
He should not be honored.
All right, we'll do that story Monday because a lot of fun stuff in there. Thank you, caller, for that. Coming up next, we'll have Hack in a Dumpster, and then, of course, to end the show, more Morse Line people. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
I didn't see you laughing at the goat jokes.
I didn't find them funny.
A hootenanny.
That was a good one.
Oh, that one
crossing
I gave
an owl
a
with a goat.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
Podcast would have taken a left turn. Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Michael Rappaport, and my wife, Kibi Rappaport, starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
It's time for John and Ken to throw a hat in a dumpster.
John Cobell and Ken Champeau, KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. You can hear us on the radio 1 till 4 after 4 o'clock, the iHeart app for the podcast, John and Ken on Demand. And it's Friday, and frequently on Fridays, we throw hack or hacks in a dumpster.
Yeah. Last week, of course, it was a quick change to Mark Ridley Thomas, and we did Satan's Like a Fire. And he was on the Board of Supervisors, of course, currently on the city council, but he got in trouble with his work on the Board of Supervisors, bribing his way through getting his son into USC. So we'll stick with the Board of Supervisors. What was the big story this week? It popped up over the weekend. We came right to work on Monday and started screaming about it. It was the idea of two LA County supervisors to empty the LA County jails.
They were going to close the LA County jail. 14,000 prisoners. They want to close it entirely, and they don't have a replacement. And the first step was that anybody being held on bail $50,000 or less can go now. That was their idea.
Leave it up to the sheriff to determine, you know, what are the safety concerns. But really, we want you to get rid of them.
So criminals who broke into your house and committed residential burglary, assault with a deadly weapon, felon possessing a weapon.
Domestic violence.
If your husband or boyfriend beats you up, no jail.
No.
Child pornography collectors.
In fact, we have the full list here of the Los Angeles County felony bail summary. Bail for the following offenses is $50,000 and below. Possession of a firearm by a felon, assault with a deadly weapon, assault with a firearm, assault with chemicals, extortion and criminal threats, burglary with explosives, recklessly causing a fire with great bodily injury, and vehicular manslaughter, driving a vehicle with gross negligence.
Burglary with explosives. You'd get out automatically.
Yeah, you blow the safe open.
This proposal. What was the last one?
Recklessly causing, vehicular manslaughter, i.e. driving a vehicle with gross negligence.
You've killed somebody, and you're let out of jail immediately. No
this is
bail.
Courtesy of Soledad Usura, who wrote this for City Journal. I guess she looked up the bail schedule for L.A. County, and if they're using this $50,000, she says, well, these are the crimes where bail can be below $50,000.
And Hilda Solis and Lindsay Horvath. Solis has been on the board for years. Lindsay Horvath was just elected, representing the West Side. Have you people not learned yet? You had Mike Bonin as the councilman for 8 years. Lindsay Horvath covers much of the same territory and a lot more as supervisor. But what are you doing? And so she wants to let all these criminals out. And what do you think's going to happen? They're going to hurt people. They're going to steal stuff. They're going to go back and beat up their wives and girlfriends even more. The child pornographers are going to add to their pornography collection. What is wrong with you?
This didn't last long. Apparently, there was a lot of blowback over the weekend into Monday. So Hilda Solis announced, we're not going to introduce it at the next L.A. County Board of Supervisors meeting. We're pulling the motion. But it'll be back.
Here is some audio. We'll start with Hilda Solis babbling about mental health issues.
We know that a majority of people that are unhoused and homeless suffer from some type of mental illness, but not all of them.
Sure.
Some are addicted to drugs or substances that are harmful to them. And when you put that together, that requires a very hefty treatment plan. And depending on the severity of your mental illness, that might require you being in a special place that's more costly. Mm-hmm. So in part, what we have seen is a neglect over time with the state and the federal government in providing additional support for counties and cities to be able to address this issue. Wait. You remember during the
you era talk about when the Ronald obvious Reagan desk, president, huh?
He got rid Just of bring, a lot of bring, the well, mental mental yeah. Health facilities.
Let's well, get her up there.
To go back yeah. now
I'll tell you why this is important in a moment.
One of the major
pick her up. Throw
this
her
is Hilda Solis. She's a chair.
Making yes, sure she's
that
a chair.
Treat people who need that.
Thanks, Deborah Mark. A little extra. There she is in the dumpster. Yeah, because they believe that a lot of the people arrested are actually just have mental illness.
Right.
So we have to give them treatment, not incarceration.
Right. That they're not. Have committed violent crimes. These people committed violent crimes. They're not just the nuts you see living on the street.
Now,
they harm people.
Hack number two is the new hack on the LA County Board of Supervisors. This is Lindsay Horvath, and we have audio of her on Fox 11 actually talking about this proposal.
Isn't just punishing people. It's about how do we rehabilitate them so that way when they come back into our communities, they have skills, they have the tools they need and the supports that they need to be safe going out of our
system. The tools they need to break into our house.
Right now, our probation system is not delivering for our young people. We need to make sure that they have the services.
So we do nothing, just release
them. They need to be off the streets, in prison, so they can't hurt us.
Teachers who are supposed to be teaching our young people
in the system. The magic rehab programs.
Yes,
right, come on, mob.
People are being given
Lindsay Horvath, you're letting out child pornographers.
It's unacceptable. We must do better. We have a series of motions addressing a variety of aspects.
Good.
Something about the squirt, 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 followed by Deborah Mark. Cracks me up every time. It's like, I'm giving you a raspberry. Close that lid.
I see her climbing to the top.
I know, yeah, that's right. She's crawling to the top of the dumpster.
Spitting on her. Take that.
Fabulous. All right. Well, there they go.
By the way, I'd never heard Lindsay Horvath before. What is that?
Yeah, she is annoying.
Irritating voice. How come?
It's one of those very, I'm just so smart, and this is what I believe.
How come these white, wealthy, woke women all have that voice? I've noticed that.
Wealthy, woke women.
White,
a lot of
wealthy,
W's.
Woke women. Yes.
Isn't Deborah Mark one of those?
No.
No.
Okay.
And I don't talk that way. Yeah, Ken, take that.
She's more of a valley girl.
No, I don't talk that way either.
Plus, she has no opinion, so don't ask her anything.
Exactly.
Except save the animals.
Right.
I've never had an opinion.
Save the animals. That's all it's about.
Eat
all
vegan.
Right, we will check out Moist Line Part 2. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand
from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, we're almost done, but you can pick up the show if you missed any of it, including, of course, the first round of the Moist Line this hour, the iHeartRadio app, John and Ken on Demand, or go to KFIAM640.com to pick up the show there. All right, well, let's finish the show with the Moist Line. We invite you to leave messages, and some of them are played back. Use the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
I used to be a teacher, and I thought, why do we even have principals? All they do is cause us problems. Now I feel that way about politicians.
It's gone on long enough, man, with this Newsom. I mean, he's destroying California. And then you got all these leftists trying to change our way of life. I mean, come on, man. We need to stop this, man. Come on. Please, people, let's get it together.
That damn Beethoven music drove me nuts.
Hey, what's Gavin Newsom doing flying all around the country and going to all these red states and stuff? Didn't he have a ban on going to places that were anti-LGBTQ plus and things like that?
They should loudly blast worship music at these stations, and while they're at it, just get rid of some evil spirits.
I just want to point out that today's program is all about defeating Newsom. The only way you're going to do that is to bring Trump back. So next time you decide to trash him, you may want to think about the actual issues, not the person.
Nobody has made a stink about the governor deciding he wasn't going to do, you know, the state of the state. Very angry about that because we don't learn how much debt the state is in. We need to out that.
A nuclear first strike is coming our way, okay? Sometime between now and 2 years from now. So get ready for it.
Listen to the fact that the Biden's connections to China have definitely tainted his ability to act in America's best interest.
Yes.
This definitely needs to be investigated.
We defend our president with guns. We defend our banks with guns. We defend our courts with guns. We defend our sporting events with guns. We defend our children with a sign that reads, "This is a gun-free zone." Enough said.
There's a 7-Eleven, just vagrants and addicts and freaks and weirdos. It smells like urine when you'd walk up to the door. Well, they started playing classical music, Mozart, all that, right? Guess what? Within 2 weeks, not a single vagrant, drug addict, homeless loser hanging out in front. Notice all businesses. You want to get rid of the homeless? Play classical music in front of your building. They don't appreciate it.
Just last month, I sent a couple bucks to Trump and the JFC fundraising for president. You know what? Now the guys got me so mad, I just sent off another check for another couple $100.
Down with Trump. He sucks.
The exec that got stabbed to death in San Francisco, I got the perfect solution for that. How about we just ban knives altogether?
Sweet potato fries from Keegan's Bar and Grill in Torrance have the best sweet potato fries ever.
John and Ken, please don't send me to Belgium.
About the Uber Eats thing, I've gotten free food at my door. Most of it's sealed, so probably safe to eat, but I think you're forgetting the most basic explanation for all of it. Incompetence. It's probably just the Uber Eats drivers can't find the actual address, so they're just dumping it somewhere.
You know, Biden's a real slime ball wimp. He won't even admit his screw-ups.
Everybody keeps mentioning the cartel, but which cartel? Are they just saying the word so it becomes more noticeable, or name the cartel? You know, we would like to know.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye. Yeah.
That's a good answer. All of them. All right, you can always leave a message for the voice line by using the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86.
Tim Conway. Hey now, it's Friday, right? What are you guys going to be doing? Going home and beer bonging or doing belly shots with your wife?
Beer bonging?
Belly shots. Have you ever beer bonged?
I don't know what that is.
You take a funnel. I bet you. I bet $1,000 that Ken not only knows what it is, but he's done it.
You've beer bonged?
What? No, you
lose your money.
Wait, you don't even know what it is?
No.
Oh, my God.
Well, what is it?
It's a funnel. Like, you put oil into your engine.
Yeah.
And then you put like a 3-foot tube at the end, like a hose. You fill it up with beer, put the hose in your mouth, lift up the funnel, and boom. That whole beer goes down in about two seconds.
Yeah, then people share that, don't they?
BYOBB.
Bring your own beer bong.
Catch
your diseases.
Yeah. Anyway, we've got a lot to discuss here today. We have that man barricades himself in the West Hollywood apartment. We have L.A. Sheriff's Department Deputy Brenda Serna on. Yeah, how about that? We're going to talk about that. Plus, that chase today
You know, everyone thought that that second car was carjacked.
Yes.
That was a controlled handoff of that car.
Yeah, it was a pickup.
Yeah, it's not
wild. Was it an Uber that he called?
I don't know. I don't know who you call when you're on the lam like that. Who's better to pick you up? Either Uber or Lyft. I don't know. And then we have Alex Michelson coming on today.
Oh, he always pauses. I love that.
God only knows
why.
We
wait for the applause or what?
Just to push his TV show.
No, yeah. But I think tonight we got to ask him, look, if we're going to have you on every week, you got to mention us over there, too.
Oh, is that what it is?
No, he does. He does on social media. He's great. Oh, okay. He's terrific.
You guys haven't been on the show, though, lately anymore. You guys just
saw this behind you. But John's better at that. I'm not good with the political stuff, and he does all the why don't you go on there, Ken? You could go on
No
there.
Interest. No.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Ken makes no public appearances.
Yeah, I respect that.
He doesn't even exist anymore. That's AI.
It's AI recreating stuff I said in the past.
Yeah. By the way, some people ask me what's your Vegas hang when you go? Where do you usually go?
Oh no, I'm not going to give that out.
But is it high end?
Find your people in front of me.
High end or low end?
Grocer giggled. Middle.
Okay. Middle. All right. Middle. So you're not at the Three of Spades, and you're not at the Wynn.
Yeah, I don't know the Three of Spades. Wynn is high end.
Wynn's very high end. Yeah.
Right, then I mean more high end. How's that for an answer? I don't know what Three of Spades is.
Three of Spades scares me. It's about 3 miles from the Strip, and every single bathroom has a hose and a drain.
Last visit, I did go to Fremont Street. That's kind of freaky.
Oh, Fremont's great. Yeah, that's the home of that's the home of the 70-year-old waitress that dresses up like a cheerleader thinking she can still sell that.
Oh, man.
It's great.
That's frightening.
That's worth a 5-hour drive through the desert.
Oh, it's great, man. Okay. Yeah, downtown Vegas, man. Ding dong.
Ding dong. Yeah, there it is. Perfect. Ding dong.
Right, Conway's next.
Yeah, all right.
Roger's got the news live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.